the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. The London Knights will play the Kitchener Rangers in the OHL Western Conference Final beginning on Friday. They swept the first and the second rounds over Owen Sound and Erie. And today I'm talking with London Free Press sports reporter Ryan Pyatt about the upcoming series. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm great, Rachel. London Kitchener, fourth straight year, never gets old.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, talk about this matchup. How do these teams compare this year?
Yeah, I thought they were the three best teams in the league to me were London, Windsor, and Kitchener. And we knew it was going to be a battle when Windsor and Kitchener got together in the second round. And it sure was, right? Game seven overtime. Crazy. So they'll be coming in on a high to London. London's been cooling its heels, you know, practicing, staying healthy. And, you know, it should be a good battle. It always is. There's always a lot of complaining about the refereeing, and there's a lot of, there'll be some cheap shots, I'm sure. And obviously two of the best arena atmospheres in junior hockey, right? I mean, nothing beats the odd in Kitchener, a great old rink. And then, of course, Canada Life Place, which 9,000 people every game, right? So you can't beat it. There'll be a lot of eyeballs on this one for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, talk a little bit about the Kitchener-Windsor series because it just wrapped up. Kitchener came back from a 3-0 series deficit, and then we went to game seven and overtime.
How'd that happen? It was that even. And, you know, I want to say the Windsor Spitfires were an incredible team this year. And obviously, everyone thought they're going to win the series after three games. But they had so many injuries. They if you look, like half their roster was hurt. And, you know, Kitchener started the playoffs with a couple injuries, but they've been getting progressively healthy. And I think this was a case where it wasn't the better team that won. It was the healthier team that won. And that's how Kitchener got through. But Windsor was trying so hard to get that fourth win that they were really, really like double shifting and playing their top couple guys that were healthy, Greentree and Protas and all that. And you could just see, you know, by game six and seven, how tired these guys are. They're still 18 years old. Like if you look at London, like Barkey and Cowan, they're almost 20 years old now. You know, it's a big difference, right? And playing 25, 30 minutes a night. You want to be a little in junior hockey with the speed of the game. You want to be a little bit more of a veteran. It's hard to ask 16, 17, 18 year olds to carry that kind of minute load. And I could see them getting tired, and they weren't as productive. And that's how you end up with these 2-1, 1-0 games. They're just not getting to the net or shooting the puck with as much, you know, force and accuracy as you'd like to see. But all credit to Kitchener. They're a real good team. They played London tough, not as tough as Windsor this year. London didn't win in Windsor this year. They lost all three games there. But, you know, it should be a great series, as everyone comes to expect from London Kitchener.
Of course. Okay, so London has had about a week off. And so I'm sure they're just chomping at the bit now to get to the next series.
Yeah, and they're veteran. This team, the core of it, has been through so many playoff series. I think 10 or 11 at this point. They know how to use the rest to their advantage now. You guys know that what's upcoming, and it does help them. A team that plays as physical as London, like there's not too many teams in junior hockey over the past few years that play with the kind of aggression, you know, that London does. And it does help if you can finish series quickly. It does help moving on to the next one. And now it'll be interesting to see how the first two games in London, you have Kitchener coming in and you know, they'll be on a high from winning game seven, but also that takes a lot out of you playing seven games. And there was scrums and there was battling in front of the net and all that. And it'll be interesting to see if they come in and hold their own or if London just like runs over them because they're nice and fresh kind of thing.
Yeah. Let's kind of go back maybe a week or so, a week-ish, and talk about the Knights Otters series. The Otters were actually down a few star players, but the Knights swept them. So how did that play out? Would it have been different if those guys were playing?
Oh, yeah. I think it would have been a closer series than it was. I mean, London outscored them 21-8. And if you have guys like Matthew Schaefer, who's probably one of the best defensemen in junior hockey, he'll be the top pick in the NHL draft in June. and Kerry Terrence is the captain, and he's a fast center, an aggressive center. This would have helped. And then they lost their goalie during this series to Kasper Holtonen, shot to the head, and it was from pretty close range. And everybody in London knows how hard Kasper shoots the puck. And you know, then they lost Martin Mesiak. He kept getting hit and getting hurt. So, you know, the stars didn't align for Erie. They didn't have the depth to overcome that. Whereas London, we've seen all year, if Easton Cowan gets hurt, they win 14 games in a row. If Denver Barkey gets hurt, they win 9 out of 10 or whatever. They just kind of keep going on, right? So that's kind of what separates London from the rest of the teams this year, is even when they have some key guys out or not playing very well, they have the rest of the guys to kind of fill in and produce. And that's what we've seen so far. And it wasn't, you know, you hate to say series are disappointing. I was disappointed in the crowd in Erie. It was almost like they only got like 3,000 for both games. And it was almost like it was inevitable. Like, they watched the first two games and they're like, why are we going to spend our money on this? Because we're not going to win this series. And when, if you've ever been to Erie Insurance Arena, it's an amazing atmosphere when they get 4,000 or 5,000 people in there. So to me, it kind of changed the complexion, and it was comfortable for London to play in. That's not going to be the case against Kitchener. You know, they're going to have 6,000 or 7,000 at all the games.
Yeah. You know, London swept the first two series, and how rare is that for that to happen twice in a row?
I mean, if they come out and they win the first couple against Kitchener here, we're going to have to start talking about maybe going 16-0, right? Like, I want to say that no one's ever done that. I know some teams, when they used to have buys, like in the old OHL, it wasn't 20 teams, 16 teams in the playoffs. They have buys, so teams could sit out the first round and then they'd smoke everybody and win 12 games or something like that. But last year, the Knights went 16-2 in the playoffs. They only lost twice to Saginaw in the third round. But this team is better. Like, this Knights team's better than last year's Knights team. So, you know, 16-0, 16-1, that's crazy impressive. And after 55 wins in the regular season, then you go on to, if you can do that and then go on to the Memorial Cup, you really got to be looked at as one of the all-time great teams. Not as great as the 2005 London Knights, but what this team is looking at, maybe second, maybe they can be the second best OHL team. Yeah. Ever.
Well, you and I had talked earlier this year about this year's team and how they're looking, and you know, they're looking great. So we were kind of expecting them to go fairly pretty far in this in the Memorial Cup run, if not win the whole thing, of course.
That's the standard the team has set for itself. But every year you get to the OHL final. If they beat Kitchener, then that'll be 3 years in the OHL final. That doesn't happen very often, right? Like, I can count on one hand the number of times that's happened in the last 70 years. So it would be a great accomplishment just to get to the final. But I think this team has talked all year about, we lost the last game of the season. We didn't like the way we played the first half of the Memorial Cup final. We got beat by a team that we knocked out of the playoffs. So I think that's fueled the team all year. And you can see that. And they really badly want to get to Rimouski and win it. So, you know, and the shorter you could, in junior hockey, it's such a grind. If you can get to the Memorial Cup fresh and with like hardly any injuries by playing less games, I think that's kind of the goal, right? If you get bogged down in a 6-7 game series, it does take its toll. So they'll want to finish Kitchener off quickly here and move on, right?
And move on to the next. Yeah.
Get another week rest.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk about some of their players. Austin Elliott has had a pretty good series lately. The last series, and then Easton Cowan leading the Knights with points now. So just talk about some of the stars of the Knights that we're going to be watching in the next series.
Yeah, Austin Elliott's like, whether he plays good or mediocre, he wins all the games, right? Like, the only team that beat him this year was Windsor. They beat him once, and that was like a third period comeback. So the guy wins, and that's, you can talk about how he gets it done sometimes. And early in the Owen Sound series, they're like, wow, they're giving up a lot of goals for the defense they have. And we're putting the blame on Austin Elliott. But he made some saves in that area. He's figured out the way to keep winning, and that's to make the big saves. You're not always busy when you play in the London Knights goal, because sometimes, some periods, there's only 5 or 6 shots. But some of them are high quality shots because they play a man-to-man defense. And sometimes a guy gets loose, a fast guy gets loose, and that'll happen against Kitchener. And you just asking him to stop, you know, to make the saves when the team needs it, kind of thing. And don't give up the goals. Like I watched Edmonton the other night, they tied the game. McDavid was playing great, and then they gave up a stinker to lose the game. Right. So he's in there. It's a little different than some goalies. It's kind of like goes back to the old powerhouse days of, you know, you just want your goalie not to screw it up. And I thought he played really well against Erie. And I think that's a good sign if he's building, if he keeps playing better. And he's got a tough task because Kitchener's Jackson Parsons has been one of the best goalies in junior hockey. So you want him just to – you're going to watch where Knights will get 35, 40 shots. He'll only get 20, 25, so he's got to find a way to make sure that, you know, Knights get enough, you know, if they score, if they can only get two or three goals, that he doesn't give up four, kind of thing.
Right.
And that was the problem in the 0-1 Sound series, is he was giving up four, but the Knights were scoring six or seven on Carter George, so it didn't really matter anyway, right?
Right. And Easton Cowan is now leading the Knights with points so far in the playoffs.
Yeah, the Erie series, he took it over. It was one of the best playoff series that I've seen Easton play, and he was the playoff MVP last year.
Yeah.
So Denver Barkey was amazing in the first round and kind of steered the bus, and I think Easton kind of took that over. It's fun watching those guys since they were, you know, 17 years old do this in the playoffs. They're real clutch performers at the OHL level in the playoffs, and of course, both Toronto fans and Philadelphia fans will want to hope that these guys continue to do the same at the next level, because playing in the playoffs, as we see Corey Perry and all that, if you can become known as a playoff player, you're first going to end up being attractive to good teams that make the playoffs, and you don't have to play on bad teams all the time because good teams want you for your playoff success. And then, you know, you can carve out a pretty good career by being a real good playoff player.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the other series that's happening in the Eastern Conference Final, Barrie and Oshawa. How do those teams match up, and how do we anticipate that going?
Yeah, Barrie added a bunch of guys at the deadline or throughout the season, and they got a pretty good team. Like, I'm not surprised they're here. They had trouble with Kingston. It took seven games to knock them off. And Kingston was a good, fast team, too. So that shows the quality of the Barrie team. And Oshawa, much like the Knights, will have a chip on its shoulder. They had some good, they had a good core group of players, with Richie and Seneca, Morelli, Danford, and Jacob Oster back in net. And you all remember London just kind of like squashed them last year. It wasn't much of a final. So I'm sure they want to get back. That's probably their rallying cry, is let's get back, face London again, and see if we can, you know, knock them off. Because, you know, and they got Colby Barlow to increase their scoring from Owen Sound, the captain of Owen Sound. They picked him up this year, and he's been scoring like crazy in the playoffs. So, you know, they're on their way. I mean, if I had to pick right today, I'd give Oshawa the edge just by the way. To go in and beat Brantford, that was impressive in that round. And I want to see a little more from Barrie because, you know, that took a lot to beat Kingston there in that series.
So we could see a rematch of Oshawa London in the OHL final this year, you think?
The rematch is all over. London, Kitchener, London, Oshawa could be the same kind of thing.
All over the place. All right. Okay, so let's look to game one happening Friday. Where is it? What's happening? What are we looking forward to?
Yeah, 7 p.m. at the Canada Life Place. And it'll be a rest versus rust thing. I think in the first game of the Erie series, London had a ton of shots and energy, but the first half of the game, they were missing net a lot. So it's just that timing. We're all excited to play, and it's a timing thing. And maybe it'll be the same, but Kitchener's coming in after a tough series, but they'll be dialed in, right? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I think game one's kind of like a big one. If Kitchener's going to get one here from London, they got to do it early here, because I think once London gets going, they're going to be hard to stop.
Go Knights, go. We got to say that every single time. Thank you, Ryan. We're going to be watching your reporting on this, absolutely, at lfpress.com. We know you're going to have lots for us after Friday. Thank you.
No problem, Rachel.